is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, it is called Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up and running. Caliban say my shovel don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them come in. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason, reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only passion for a season, season. Cutlass, I gon' weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentin O'Brien, a.k.a. Scooty or Scrooge, and telephone numbers tonight on Guardian Radio 96.9 are 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96, and you can tune in on radio at 969 Guardian Radio, okay? I want to say welcome to Inside Inner City. It's a show that describes the lives of the everyday Bahamian, and we know a lot about politics and what goes on in the country, the invisible stuff, okay? And Inside the City comes on every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. And I want to say to all the listeners who send me messages on how they enjoy the show, I want to say thank you very much for the support. But I also want you to take this information that you receive on the airwaves and apply this to your community so that you can make it a better place. I'm only an example to show you that there's some things you can do without government, without the church. But as you climb, you will involve government and church in your endeavors to make your country a better place. So make some things happen in your community. You know, just whatever it is that you feel fit in your heart that you can contribute to your community. Today, we have a very special guest in the studio, an entrepreneur. He came from nothing, just an average Bahamian looking for an opportunity to better himself. And along the road, he was able to creep, and he's still creeping, but he is able to become a successful businessman, and he also helps a lot of people in the community. He also supports me in my charity effort in the community for many, many years, and he's a wonderful person. But before I introduce him on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, I just want to go back to last week, and I was talking about a little bit about politics and how many people are claiming that Crown Land and Aragonite, and I was stating that these natural resources are not really ours. It's actually the executive who is the queen, et cetera. But I also talk about a few months ago, about invisible stuff. You know, I had Dr. C.W. Newry, who is doing an outstanding job on Guardian Radio with his radio show. And normally he would accompany me on my show as a co-host, and he does a wonderful, wonderful job here, because we interact with one another to have a conversation about things that are that we might not acknowledge, or we might can't put it together, but it goes on behind the door, and I call it invisible stuff. And one of the stuff that me and Dr. Nuri, Susan Nuri, talked about is the commissioner. Is he independent, or is he appointed by the government in power, and the executive of the government is actually, one of the executive is actually the prime minister, okay? And he appoints, I mean, he might not actually point him out to be the next incoming commissioner, but he sets it up where he could have his people in place. And I told Nuri, and he agreed to certain circumstances, but there are many people out there believe that the Commissioner of Police is an independent body. Well, we heard it from Paul Rule, who was the outgoing Commissioner of Police, and he said he was hampered in his efforts to do his job as the Commissioner of Police. And we had people who was in charge of that particular government that just lost the general election. We heard from the Minister of National Security when people were being Commissioner of Police, and we heard him with his mouth that it has nothing to do about politics. It's the way how the system works. And we heard the Prime Minister all mention the fact that they had no meddling in it. But it comes to find out now how former Member of Parliament Shane Gibson and those other MPs who went before the court was actually put before the court by the advice of either the Minister of National Security, former Minister of National Security, or the former Prime Minister, because this man said that he was told what to do. And that means he's not an independent body. Now he's recommending that the incoming commissioner, Clayton Fernando, who was an outstanding senior officer, to be independent and let politics get into the policing issue. So politics plays a part in our policing system for many, many years. And as a young man, I knew that. And I said it on Guardian Radio. Now when I look at the Guardian today, we are saying, yeah, I felt betrayed. So it tells you that this young man who's speaking on this airwaves knows a lot of stuff that goes on in the country. And I tell you people, but you don't want to listen. So eventually, they say, what you do in the dark will come out the light. All right? So I've been saying this on Guardian Radio. I've been saying this on the show, that the commissioner is handpicked by the government of the Bahamas because they need the top cop on their side in case there are some kind of corruption going on and there's going to be an investigation going on. They're the ones who are not going to press charges, you know, because they have to get permission from the very top. Okay? So it shows you that you're not credited with merit on the Royal Bahamas Police Force. You're credited by being a member of either the PLP or the Free National Movement. And when your party gets in, you get a promotion. And those who are qualified for the job, right, they get what we call put on the sideline and still get paid. And the thing is, it's on us, the taxpayers. And if we look at national insurance now, this is where all our money go, the politics of things, appointing commissioners, putting them on leave, deputy, assistant commissioner of police, having them come in, they put them on leave. But these guys, you know, still is going to get paid. Fernando put it before the court, because he feel that he was treated badly by the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the Minister of National Security, and he won his case. So we paying him money now, and we pay him when he was on vacation. So he gets two sets of money, the taxpayers' money. And all this come with the backbones of Bahamian people, and that's what destroying our country right now. And we heard it with the horses. And the only reason the old going Paul Rhodes speak, he could be a member of the Free National Movement. Now they're not there. Now, the government tell him, buddy, it's time to go. And it's time for our member of the Progressive Liberal Party now to be in charge of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Now, we have a good commissioner, good incoming commissioner. In fact, Mr. Fernandez is a good assistant commissioner, but he's also a good human being, and he's a good police, and he means well for us. But I'm still saying the politics of things, he gets double pay for the Minister of National Security, former Minister of National Security, sending him on leave because of spite or jealousy, and he won his case. So we are paying this now. So this is where all the taxpayers' money going. This is where all the national insurance money was supposed to be for the Bahamian people who are working hard, who hurt themselves after doing 30 or 40 years on a job. But this money is going to these kind of decision rooms. And for every 5 years or 7 years, we are switching. And that's $120,000 we're going to pay these guys. And Paul Rowe himself only spoke about these things because now he's leaving. He's going to be appointed a different job. And he's speaking now because he's no longer going to be commissioner of police. So the same thing I've been saying on this radio and saying to the general public on this show actually came to light. That's all I wanted to say. You see? That's what I wanted to say because I know deep down inside, as being a former criminal and being in the policing system and being a part of politics, I knew these things. I knew who is in charge. Not because your commissioner of police means you're in charge. You have to take orders. The politicians are in charge of the country. And the governor general is in charge of the politicians. Because the governor general reports to the queen. And the prime minister has a sign on any civil servant. He and the governor general signs off. Okay? I just wanted to say that. Okay. So, in studio today, we have a wonderful gentleman. He resides in, he's probably been living there all of his life. I've known him, I'm about the same age. He was involved in the street life, you know, knowing the guys who were gangsters like myself and many others. But it was a life that we all live, and you had to survive and make, either you're going to make some bad decision or you're going to make the right decision. But this gentleman in the studio, he made the right decision. And I want to encourage each and every one of you out there who are listening, you can be the change in your life. Change your mindset, okay? And try to do something constructive. Plan your future. Because if you don't plan, you don't know what your next step is going to be. All right, so it's good to plan. And once you plan, you would see where you're going somewhere because you're planning. So I wanted my friend to introduce himself in studio today.
Okay, then. Thank you, Scoochie, for having me on, man. You know, and God bless you, man, you know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. I appreciate the wonderful work you're doing around the community and all over this land, you know. And whoever listen and they learn from you, you know, hats off to them, man, you know. And I really appreciate you bringing me here today, you know. Yeah, man. But my name is Wellington Baston by name. I'm a junior to my dad, you know, and, well, my nickname is Sticky. Yeah. Many people want to know why they call me Sticky or where I get a name from. It ain't because of my fingers, you know, and like that. No. But okay. My mother gave me that name when I was a little boy. I never used to eat a lot. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of a little skinny.
Okay.
So she said I was just a little stick, you know, so she gave me the name Sticky. You know, but born and grew right through Labor Street, right around from Hay Street and where you live. So most of my life there, you know, and then all I knew was part of Taylor Street. We grew up to Taylor Street, opposite the old Saxon Shack. Now, as I guess, it's one family now.
Yeah, one family shack now.
Yeah, you know, so moved from through there in 1982, you know, and the King Street, you know. So plenty of years, you know, through King Street, growing up and hearing all these big 600 bikes passing through the fellas and going to the dance to Zanzibar. Well, we right there, we can't sleep until after 1, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, all these things even taught me about music, which you know, like as a DJ before, you know, just spinning records and stuff like that and the CDs and all kind of stuff. Real loud to the laptop, you know, but it's only a hobby for me now, you know, yeah. But touch on the subject, actually where for me, like, with on the streets, you know, yeah. You know, when you're young, you know, and if you don't have proper guidance, you know, and then my mother was always working, thank God for that, you know. And, you know, like after getting into your own free will as a young man, you know, then, you know, you start hanging out with friends and stuff like that, you know, and you're doing what friends do. But, well, I did some stuff, but thank God I ain't damaged nobody where, like, say, nowadays they could pinpoint and say, boy, you see that fella there, boy, never forget him, this and that. But I did some mischief, you know, yeah. We walk side by side, Scoochie, yeah. As water boys.
Yes.
Yeah, man, and I used to write my name all over the buildings around the corner, sticky this and sticky that, you know.
Yeah, boy, remember.
Yes, man, you know, we went to parties and there was bash on Goodman's Bay and all that kind of stuff. We walk side by side.
You know, we do a lot of stuff. Yeah, we do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, man, so for me, it was like fun, you know. It wasn't about like saying hurting people, but just to say, you know, you're wearing your cami pants and black jacket, and you can't wait till you know the cold season come in to put on the stuff, you know. Yeah,
because it's be very cold going into November and December, right. And then January is be extra cold.
Yes, yeah, man. So, like I say, I did some little mischief, you know, and was used to smoke, you know, weed and stuff like that, yeah. I never forgot when he died now.
Go ahead, man. Okay. This is your story.
Yes, man. Well, this fella, we used to call him Crazy Cat, you know, otherwise known as Duval Fritz.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a friend of mine, you know, because everybody grew up in the neighborhood. Yeah. I never forgot, you know, I was like around 16, 17, yeah. And he came to me, you know, he was living on the back road from us to King Street.
Yes.
And
Dali.
And he showed me 3 guns.
Yeah,
right? He showed me
3 guns. Duval had an arsenal.
Yes.
He gave me a lot of guns too. Oh, I practically got all my guns from Duval.
Well, it was a shotgun, a 45 and a 9.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So he said, look, Sticky Man, he said, we could run this area, you know, and stuff like that. And I wouldn't say turn me off by what he said, but in my mind, I already don't know who I was.
Yeah.
Right? To say, you know, but he can't persuade me to take up nothing.
You don't care how hot chairs or bad chairs or what you're doing in the community. Because you've already been around some guys like that. You were making your own decision as a man.
Right. Yeah. And then what really, like, they got to me, I grew up around Hay Street. Right, and stuff like that. So this man said, man, like, yeah, we could war with Scoochie them and Chucky them and stuff like that. I say, hold on. I know these man them and stuff like that. We go on to T. Gibson Primary School and we grew up together. I say, no, man, I can't do that. So I look at him, I say, no, buddy. I say, no, man. Yeah, I ain't dig that. So I tell him, say, boy, I say, I all right. Yeah, I ain't want none of these, you know. And then thank God, the peer pressure today is kind of worse, you know, because, see, I walk away from that with arm with no scratches.
Yes.
But fellas them nowadays, I could be wrong. Sometimes they'll look at it and say, boy, guess what? This ain't one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to know who you with.
Yes.
You understand?
That's what's going on now.
Yeah.
Because they're more ignorant now.
Right.
They're not thinking straight.
Yeah. You know, so I walk away from that, and, well, I was a gardener, also, like, into my plants and stuff like that. I used to work with a gentleman named Walter Robertson, but he's died now. Of a Navy on the force, I think the superintendent, Damien Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I had to make a decision through G.I. I tell no lie, to say if I can work or gangbang, because when I used to go with him, and we end up in certain neighborhoods, I'd be ducking down on the truck. you know, because you're in these things,
yeah.
Your face get known.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to make up my mind and say, boy, guess what? Either I can work or I can do this, because I ain't gonna lie, I was aiming for it. And thank God.
It was entertaining.
Yes, man, because you know, my
tempting.
Name, right, you know, and you're getting up and your name getting
ringing on the screen.
Right, then you're hanging out in the park and stuff like that. So, you know, everybody's one after that.
You get a big crowd of guys around, you know.
It isn't
and man. A lot of girls, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
But all that's illusion.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's it now. You're right.
All that's illusion.
Yes, yes, yes. Just doing Satan's
work. That's no future.
Yeah, you know. And we're only fighting against ourselves for nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because how you said it just now, remember I told you, and we ended up did war with the world.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because the jealousy comes into it. And yes. He came from right round us. And he's my cousin.
Yes, yes, yes.
But jealousy comes into it. So I want to explain this to the young guys out there. Listen, this is how it's go. When you get yourself in the war of a gang, and as you get that name, the guy on your right and left, they want that. This the devil now. There's no money involved with it. It just comes jealousy. Right. Because sticky name is calling more than your name.
Right.
It is a problem. And you just shared it from that guy, right? And like eventually we did end up won with the wild. We won that. And then he ended up came in on our side because we made him bow. You know, because of what the gentleman was saying, and that is actually true.
Yeah.
You see? So that's what happened.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to you, your friends who you're riding with this car, you're driving with, and you're doing shooting with, eventually he's gonna switch on you.
Definitely.
You know, it's not gonna last. A bad man can't hang with bad man, all right?
No.
Eventually, I had friends like Mujie, Chucky, Ewell, and all them. Ewell is dead, Mujie is dead, Chucky's still living.
Yeah.
Boomer's dead, Shaki is dead, Julian is dead, and I could go on and on. Keenan Roberts is dead, I could go on and on and on and on. And we couldn't hang together no more after a certain extent because it comes jealousy and animosity.
Right.
Because all of us are top gangsters. And
we
enter you telling me what to do no more. You understand? Because I believe I can suppress you. Now, go back to your show. This is your show. Go ahead.
I was going to say. I don't know if you remember when he did one and started this gang called Free of Kings.
Free of Kings.
Yes. And I guess he started wearing the King's hat.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. Yes, that's the problem he came in with us.
Right, right. You know? So, so like I say, I was always like into working.
Mm-hmm.
I had a working mind to say, boy, you know, my mother really bring us from that because I never forget, I thought I had a time on my hand until one evening I came home from school, just at grade 7.
Yeah.
And I saw when my sister them come, you know, they come laughing and say, oh, well, mommy say, you and my brother who sell the peanuts on.
Great, great. Yes. That's my boy, Pantry.
Yeah, man. Yes, that's my brother, you know, the best peanuts in Nassau.
Successful businessman.
Yes,
just
man.
Like you.
Yes. And they come laughing and say, you and we always call them Guinea, you know.
Yeah.
Say, man, say, you and Guinea got to go and go. My mommy say, y'all got to take this money and go by the Tribune office and go buy newspapers and sell. Man, I was so mad. I do so much kicking and stuff like that. But I ain't telling no lies, Scrooge, today. It made me appreciate small profit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I know when to say, if I come down, the money I have, if it's small, I know how to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? And if I get up, I know how to make it still work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I say, man, like, your hats off to my mother, Evelyn Bow, but she's on Faye Pantry. You know, yeah, man, because, see, I know everybody in had a mother on their side.
Yeah.
But it's like, she was kind of like mother and father.
Mother and father.
Yeah.
Single parent.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a battle for her because she had to work like babysitting and all these kind of stuff.
To make some money. To put food in the house.
Yes.
And keep the light on.
Just as now.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes children can take that for granted because we can't see. So
the
why
struggles
she, right.
of the parent.
So while she don't work, you know, we outside playing and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, but
why
thank
she,
God. Right, right.
While she
working and stuff like that.
Tired legs or
just but, nah, you know.
Food could be ready for you guys, Ron.
Right.
Lunch and easy for you guys. You're just there for you guys.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you
man.
Don't know the struggle she had to go through.
Just nah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And well, when I started fooling around, I could see, like, say, she started to say, like, not really get discouraged, but, like, looking and seeing, like, say, well, boy, returning man and woman overnight or not.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And, well, it was 8 of us, but only, like, say, actually 6 was with her. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. And thank God for my uncle, he stepped in mm-hmm. and kind of, like, straightened me up, you know.
A little bit.
Yes, man, you know, because, well, I had to thank him, you know, and I was glad because I didn't realize, Scrooge, either I would have been dead or
yeah,
dead.
You was on the path.
Yes.
You was on the path.
I was heading for it.
Yeah. You see, you don't get in the middle. You heard what you said earlier. You were hanging with us and the wall is telling you, now, let's get Scrooge and Jackie.
Right.
And we just, you see, this so you not, don't get in the middle of it.
Yes.
And you made a decision to say no, and you know, you never know how you would have taken it. And, you're still talking to us.
Right.
So you see?
Right. You know.
And, you know, you're neutral, but you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So I decided and said, boy, guess what? I got to come with the race.
Yes. And yeah. I saw you disappear.
Yes.
I watched you disappear.
Yes, man.
Yeah, I watched you disappear.
Yeah, man.
I watched you disappear.
Yeah. You know.
And mindful, I'll just like to say to the general public, there are many guys, I had thousands of guys who used to hang around me, and many of them going to the police force, defense force. But whatever part they took when they were hanging around us, I always gave my thumbs up to them because even myself wanted something better. So I was happy to see the friends that I knew were either saying, you know, that's it for me. I'm going to try and make something of myself. I was always that person. You know, I always was happy to see people go there and try to do the best they can to better themselves. Because the position we were in, anyone who were making that headway, yeah. I supported.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
yeah, that's a good. And to talk about, I'm glad you talk about Pantry, Dwayne. We went to D.W. Davis, your sister and all.
Yes.
I think you went to school with us too, right?
CC, I got on CC.
You went to CC, they went to Donald Davis.
Right, because Dwayne was on Mason. He grew up around with my sister.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because your sister also still partial to Connor.
Yes.
Yeah. So his brother, Pantry, we went to D.W. Davis. And he's a hot boy too now.
Yeah.
Like he said, and I want the general public to understand when I talk about the family structure, you hear what he said? His mom was a single parent, basically took care of 8 kids. And then when he started to go to school, that means hanging around guys like us, and he was in the middle and trying to make some choices and decisions. He said his uncle stepped in. The family structure in this country has completely been depleted. Uncles are very important to the welfare of his niece or nephew, because when the parents, the mother and fathers can't deal with the children,
right,
uncle don't play. Me, at this age, I still respect my auntie and uncle, Barry Brennan, Yvonne Brennan, and Lillian Brennan. If they tell me to jump off the moon or tell me to do something, I would do that at this age because I always had the respect for them, right, the way they treat me, and that would mold me the way I am today and would stop me from, I never used to steal, so I never needed to steal.
Right.
They would always make sure that I got everything I needed because they said, if you need anything, you come to us.
Yeah.
So they were there, and I also was afraid of my uncle, you know, because they were male and they were older than me. So that was like a put me in place, even though I was still able to go and do foolish, but
right,
I still respected them, even up to this day. So it's very important that we get the family structure again, back strong again in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yes, man, I need that, you know.
Yeah, and his brother, Dwayne Pantry, you know, he has a successful business. So we had this discussion a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I say, you guys, you know, he passed you, you know, and he passed you with a professional steamroller, and he stayed in the front of Model Butler, across from Model Butler on Brule Road, and that's his place of business. But sometimes he frequent the community riding with us.
With his peanuts.
And then have a hot pot in the back of it.
Yeah.
With the smoke coming out of it so to keep the peanut warm. Very creative.
Yeah.
Right? So this, we had this discussion. I say, do you believe a government employee would get like probably $2,800 a month is not making more money than him? So they're going to say, no, boy. No. I say, you don't believe that peanut man right there making that kind of money? I say, he's self-employed, right? And if you look at his stock, he have brown, he have light, and he have brown, light, and then he would have dark. Right?
Yeah.
So I said, he have 3 different colors of peanut. He's going to be there by the red light. And if you don't see over 150 to 200 people stop there on that red light, and he's selling this pin at a dollar pop. So I say, times that. I say, times 150 cars or 100 cars every day stopping you and spending a dollar. I say, and times that. I say, what you get? I say, and if you, and that's just a slow day. Right. So some days he might have more people than that, because sometimes he sell a whole bike, and some days them bikes be like 300 pin it.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah, roughly about that, yeah.
All right, so if the sunny, so if you accumulate that over a weekly and monthly period,
yeah,
he working on his own time.
Right.
He don't have to rush to do these things, you know, because he have a certain time he's be out there. So that's a small business, but a big business. And guess what? He don't have to work for nobody. He don't have to go and listen to no one tell me, grab them up. Then someone else telling you, the general manager tell you, go clean the table. Then the next supervisor come and tell you, well, move the fork. So you're up and down. You get so much bosses. But this guy don't have no bosses. Just why it's good to have this conversation with good. Atchim no poisons like sticky. And then you're learning something with the peanut guy. The peanut guy is quite able to take care of himself on a regular basis. He don't need a teeth. He don't need a steel. All he have to do is be tidy, be on time, and be presentable to his customers, which he is, and be professional.
Right.
Point. Where's the key?
Yeah, man. But like I said, the short part, like, when I started smoking, mm-hmm. you know, I was like around like 19. Yes. And, well, my mother didn't like it, you know, because mm-hmm. she knew with the road, you know. Well, after started working with the gentleman, Walter Robinson.
Yes.
In the yard, and he showed me a lot of stuff. So I end up landscaping the front yard, mm-hmm. you know, off our yard to King Street, you know.
Okay.
So what happened is, because I doing that, I started getting a lot of, like, high attention. I never forgot Mr. Califani, mm-hmm. you know.
I heard the name, Califani, yes.
You was Connor.
Yeah.
The Muslim.
All right. Yes, Mr. Califani. Yeah, that's my boy. I remember that.
Yes. Mr. Califani was one of those persons who started out with the National Pride Association.
Okay, yeah.
And so when he came through to King Street and he saw the yard, he said, man, you did this? And well, him and Walter was cool, you know, and stuff like that. And he said, man, you got to come and join up with us because this yard too clean and stuff that look too good, you know. So he got the same guardian to come and take a picture with me in front of the yard. With you know, out of Yama Beautify, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they put me in the Future magazine, part of the Guardian, you know.
Stop that.
Yes, man. And what happened is, I didn't even expect an interview like that. At the time, my eyes were red. So I tried my best now to say, look normally.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because you know when you're smoking, you'd be a little abnormal.
Yeah.
You know, so that time I know California can look at me and say, boy, but you know, they ain't going
to push you down.
You know, yeah, they know, well, you're young. You know, you can get over that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you see what happened.
Yeah.
So after a lot of people started looking up to me, right, I had to make a decision again.
The next decision.
Right. You know. Because now I can't be doing one thing and then doing a different thing.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You know, yeah. And then, like, character is something I always tell young fellas, right, that people can judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I put on a chef uniform and I walk around with it, they can say, hey, chef.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Right.
And I can have a big
knife. That's true.
In my waist, up to mischief. You understand?
Yeah.
But people can judge character.
Okay. Yes.
See? I know they always say, with Pac say, only God can judge me. Yes, he can judge you, but he judge your secrets that nobody see.
Yes.
You know? But character is what the world entitled a judge. You know?
They entitled a judge based on your own personality.
Right.
What you present, what you give to the world.
That's it. Now you can't take back.
Yes,
right. So, you know, like, I had to make up my mind because I said, boy, you know, going in people's yard and stuff like that and I can't be getting my eye red.
On smoky and all that. Right. Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I made the decision and said, boy, you know what? And let me tell you what caused me to stop smoking. One night, I was inside, I was living in Miami on Market Street where I used to live now. Not now, before. It was like I couldn't sleep, mm-hmm. tossing and turning and stuff like that. And I had no money. So I walk into the alley trying to see now who's smoking.
Wrongest mistake.
Right.
The wrongest mistake you can make.
Yeah. So now I ain't see nobody. Going back home, right? And a voice say to me, man, look, you can't own like a Johnson, right? You can't sleep without this. You can't do it without this. So, man, I'm telling you, like, right then I sober up.
Yes, because you're talking to yourself. You're right. Talking to yourself. You're changing your mindset.
Yes.
Yes.
You know? And I sober up, man, and I say, boy, you know, I say, that's it. Mm. You know, yeah. And then, like I say, a lot of people say, look up to me.
Yes, makes sense.
Right. So I had to, like, say, I say, boy, I got to give up something.
In order to achieve something.
Right. I didn't say what I was doing it to say impress them, but to say, you know, you gotta better yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if it in you, you know, yeah.
So let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the smoke and you're talking about the community. How it was living in that environment, living through Labor Street, then going to King Street. How was that environment that you're talking about? The community.
Who,
yeah, what you're experiencing.
Boy, I ain't telling no lie. I experienced a lot of stuff. You know, yeah. I experienced smoking and the fella that jump up and sock off this Mach 10.
What is a Mach 10?
Man, machine gun, man. You know?
All right, okay.
So
this is in the community,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, because, you know, we sitting down, we smoking, everybody high, because, you know, when you're talking, when the joint just light up, everybody talking, but as it start going down and down, everybody start getting numb.
Yeah.
So we ain't talking no more, because you're a little blitz,
yes.
You know, as the streets would say. So the fella just jump off the wall and sock off this Mach 10, you know, on my high come down. These people on the radio waves, you know, only can speak what I know.
Yes.
And my life.
And this is going on in the community.
Yeah.
And people say there was no guns around that time.
Man, guns around, you know. But it's just that it wasn't that much.
As guns. Because the community was small.
Yeah, the community was small. Yeah.
We didn't have this much people. And we only scratched far as Wolf Road, Robertson Road.
Yes.
And I don't think some of the subdivision was here as yet. Pinewood Garden was just getting built.
Right.
Yellowella Garden. Yeah, so this one.
The inner city really was. Yes. You know, yeah, before people started.
And branch off out, and right. Sold Beach and et cetera.
Yeah, and all them, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so. And. Sleeping, well, the dance, right, that's one house apart from us.
Yeah, right? Azenza.
So all night, gunshot going off, you know. So
someone else getting shoot.
Yes, and now. So I ain't tell no lie, like, you had to be in, like, say, something had to be inside of you to say, don't connect with these things, too tough.
Listen, general public. This is a successful businessman. He used to hang with us in the community. And you hear what he's saying now? Say it again one time. I want to hear it again.
Something had to be inside you.
Something had to be inside you as an individual.
Right.
Living in the community.
Yes, with all of these stuff going on, they don't get connected too tough with these things, you know, because it's so easy to say, like, choices to say what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't nobody come in like much to say, boy, you know, I think you should start doing this, or I'll look at you and see what you're meddling with and say, you know.
1 second. Mm-hmm. So during this time, we did not know poison to come to you and mentor you and tell you to push in the right direction. No pastors, no senior poison, just young people, right?
He does it now, you know. Yeah.
And that's what's happening now.
Right. Because, see... Well, Califani them did
their part.
Right, what they could have do, but you know that was like say
a needle in the haystack.
If you making changes, then they'll bend to you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But Scrooge, I don't lie, we need people like you.
Yeah.
Like to say, sometime if you see, because you is more like a guardian now, you know, in the community, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And sometimes you can have some eagle eye. Sometimes you might see like a seed. Start growing and start budding. Sometime if we just go there and say,
intervene.
Boy, right, and just say, well, guess what I going to do? Because I watching.
Like, just flex. Right. We know where we come from based on how we were.
Right.
So you know the signs of how he's going to be just like us.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
He's so heading that direction.
Yes. So if you could diffuse it, you know, if they take in the chastening, mm-hmm. You know, because some of them, they mind and make up to say, boy, they want to try and make name. But, boy, I ain't telling no lie. Only two places I see them name dropping.
Go ahead. Tell them.
Yes. Either jail or you can be on a T-shirt.
And you could tell by experience. You just talked with Dwight Fritz. He's in his grave, too. He got killed on Sandy's Beach.
Right.
Okay. And we could go on and on and on and on about the names and names and names. So this is a learning lesson, an educational for you young guys or then you females out there, you know?
Go ahead. So if something, like say, ain't really much inside of you, but like even in the community, we still have big brothers, fathers, you know, who could say, man, guess what? Don't be scared to say nothing. Just like... pull them aside and say, boy, look, if I was like you, I would have stopped. Or if you see the company they start hanging with, like, don't bash the company. But
no,
you, can
you
say,
can't bash it. Because right. We come from there.
Yes.
You know, we can't be that be wrong of us. Yeah. And I have that same philosophy. I don't bash it.
Right.
I say,
right.
No, you guys, you know, I had my time. I was 14, 15, right. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. And around that time, much could have talked to me. So I'm looking at them, they're 16. So I think back to when I was 16. So I used that.
Right.
Right. So I could tell them you're all doing foolishness.
No.
How
could
I say that I being doing foolishness when I'm 16?
This is now.
Right.
Yeah, you know. So sometimes I look at them and certain things they do, like I'll be driving and I'll see them like taking the time walking on the road. And I just smile, you know. I say, boy, that was me during that time.
Yeah. But,
yes. I say, boy, thank God, nobody was depressed. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I had a time, I can tell you a lie, to King Street, where I was taught I was, like, say, rough and tough. Because, you know, when you're coming up.
Yeah, This is the community. You had to be. Yes. Like you stated earlier, mm-hmm. you had to be in strong in order not to think like that and to make the right decision.
Right. But at the same time, you know, like, everybody, like, saying, like, together and, like, say, you know, friends during mischief, I used to sit in half of the road to King Street. Cars had to go around me.
Just to make a point.
Man, not even a point. But I just sitting there. But guess what? I didn't even know. I come in face to face with death.
Yes, the car dead. But you?
This is now because guess what? If the poison them, like, say, man, you know what? Well, I can teach them a lesson. Take a gas up.
Yes.
And I could get killed.
And that's the mindset of our youth today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're making so much bad decision and choices, you know?
Right.
If you look at how the police gave a chase today, I think it was today, and they gave chase. A young man was in the car. The police tried to pull him over. Instead of him trying to pull over, you know, he opened fire on the police. Right. And then the police returned fire, and now he's dead. So it's just like what you were saying, similar, you know, so it's no different. Yeah. It's the mindset. It's like, you know, it's like I want to sit down in the road and this car's coming. And like you see, the driver can say, oh, you saying that? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And roll you over.
Yeah.
But how was you thinking in your mind to be so unsensitive to see the dangers of sitting in the road?
That's it. Nah, you can't see it because, you know, when you're young.
And no guidance.
That's it. Nah. Right. I mean, even if guidance around, you still have your free will now.
Yes, to make the right.
Right. Because see now, like when you get your free will, like round about, like say, I'll say round 16, 17, because now you're...
Go. I like that edge.
Yes.
You get your free will around 15, 16. And you mean now you start to...
Think for yourself.
No one can manipulate you no more.
Right. Not even no one, but parents...
Kind of would make... Yes.
Could say, well, guess what? You could say now, okay, I used to be inside after 7.
Mm.
Now, I could go in around 10 or 11.
Wow.
You know, yeah, that's free will.
Yes, that's free will.
Yeah, you know, that kick in, you know. But it's a lot, but it's just that, like, you know, I have this thing to say. Like, I think sometimes, like, the bigger, like, the gangsters, like, back in our time and even like underneath us and all that, whoever escaped the danger, I always see like we'd be doing something wrong to say, when we telling these younger set, say, man, look, boy, when I was around your age, I'd be doing this and doing that. See, when they connect with that, some of the head ain't strong. So if they connect with that, they say, nah, boy, guess what? They won't prove a point to say, boy, because you see, some of them can think that they can live to see he age to tell the tale. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, boy, it ain't too like that. You understand? Time short. Right. So it's like, boy, you could rise and you put down the day.
Yep. That's what's happening. Right.
So, see, we got to like say, we voice this thing and say, boy, look here. Thank God I make it out alive. Mm-hmm. And please, don't take this road. If you get spare time, go down my BTVI or let someone pay something for you and go learn something. Go on YouTube and type in anything you want to learn. It there. Because back then, we had to think for ourselves.
We had to make ourselves.
Listen now.
Sell a nap, die for quarters.
Right.
You know, sell Tribune, right. Guardian, et cetera. Yes.
So, see, today, they have it more easier than us.
Yes.
With all the technology and stuff like that. But they ain't taking advantage of it.
Right.
You understand? Yeah. Some of them, they go online, they go look at guns, girls, or whatever the case is. But
utilize your time.
Right.
And plan.
It doesn't
plan know. Your future.
Yeah.
Plan, say, you know what, I'm 15, 16, 17 now, where I want to be. I want to get in my car, I want to have my apartment. When I'm 25, I want to try pay down my house or what, et cetera. Or mm-hmm. when I'm 27, 28, I want to get married, and et cetera. So make your plans, or when I'm going to start my small business. So plan. You got to plan. You just can't go by, you know, plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me give you a good example of not planning. You have a good paying job making $1,500 a week, right? Mm-hmm. But you would go to the nightclub and buy everyone rounds on Friday,
right?
Now, after you finish paying your rent, give your girlfriend something, you break after the first week. So you have no money.
Right.
Tell me, who fault it is that you don't have no money?
Is only going to be played back on you.
Because if you don't go to the nightclub mm-hmm. and buy this one, two Guinness, three Guinness, just one Guinness, just showing off, wasting the money with your hard-earned money.
Right.
If you go to your bank, you change on it when you go to the bank, your budget for that month. They say, hey, I'm going to spend $300 this month. I'm going to spend $250. I mean, this $300 this week, I'm going to pay $250 this week. So you budget your paycheck to make sure that you're not broke, but everyone gets broke because you want to go party. So that unwanted money you're spending to the bar and buying everyone drinks could go to something useful. Like you saying, you know, they have the YouTube. Instead of using YouTube, they just go look up and say, you know what, I'm going to do one backyard farming so I could stop buying tomatoes and lime and sweet pepper and stuff like that. I probably could take $150 to $200 off my grocery stamp if I grow the stuff in the back of my yard, onion and potatoes. You see what I'm saying? This is the kind of stuff you're talking about.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
And then you see, I would advise like even parents, right? Even if they ain't a child parent, but an uncle or
guardian.
You know, someone inside the house could say, well, okay, boy, I see you're making up this money, right?
You're messing.
And you're just wasting it on these things, right? Say, man, look, hey, if I was you, I would say, boy, look here, start mapping out some stuff and say, okay, what is my lunch bill for the week, you know? You separate all these things and then you put aside your savings, right? You could always treat yourself on a recreation to say,
You got a plan and you got a budget.
Right. So you could say, treat yourself to say, to a club scene, right? And you can carry X amount. When that finished, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, you know, yeah. And then try not to say, get too drunk to say, you know, you lose yourself, you know, and then, you know, things get out of control, right? Because I don't know. I say this, right? Youths, please, if you hear my voice, please don't go buy nice clothes, nice tennis, just to go for, say, fight. You know, you done spend up all this money on your clothes.
And you're going to the nightclub.
Right, and then, you know, like, say, you know, you're getting raggy up to say, you know, you're going to fight or, I know, maybe just for something to put on WhatsApp or Facebook or something like that, you know. I don't know where the sense is in that, you know, to say, it's like you, You know what I'm saying? You're going to go buy nice clothes downtown or by the mall.
And go enjoy yourself to have a nice time.
Right.
And you're going to fish fry.
Right. And then you're saying, boy, look, if anybody come around, boy, look, you didn't get it.
You're making no sense.
That's like saying, you don't spend up all this
money. This money, you spend.
To go out.
About $1,000. You buy a pair of Jordans, buy some Levi jeans. You buy some Tommy shirts or whatever. You might buy a little cheap, nice watch.
Right.
And a nice little chain. So you spend about $1,000 only to go out.
To go fight
man when you get all kind of females out there. So you ain't making no sense, like you say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it might be some kind of sense in a way, because you know, like I say, with the young man.
No, you gotta go and
It takes a lot of stuff to drive out certain things or the young people.
The mindset.
Right, because you know, we've been there.
Yeah, we
go on all dress up and stuff and still
do the same thing.
Sometimes we end up trying rock and portal this way and that way. But you see, when you know the sense now, if you could pass that on, it could break a cycle.
Yeah.
I'll watch them go to Junk in the Wall, Tommy and Nautica, whatever the case is. But for trouble, that would you waste up all this money for? But, you know, hey, I ain't knocking.
It's reality. It's reality.
Yeah. We get into the trouble, you know, yeah.
But we see it, you know, we see it on Facebook. You could see it out there sharing, I think it was to the Music Fest or wherever it was. And we saw the females, them fighting, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you even see it in the schools with young girls, teenagers, stabbing one another.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, it's like you said, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in our country. And we have to try our very best to put all our resources and try to change the mindset. Because when you talk about the age bracket of 13, 14, 15, 16, and then you said when we reach like 17, 18, we start to make choices.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have to be able to have mentors in there that even starting earlier at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Because if we're not present in their life, and steer them in that right direction and change their mindset and say, you know what? What is your plan? What you want to be in life? And,
yeah.
and help them to be the best they can at achieving that.
Right,
you know,
right.
So that's the vulnerable age that we're going to have to work on because we were that age.
Yeah,
and that's
the
age where we were vulnerable. And, you know, you made your choices. I made my choices. And thousands of others made their choices.
Right.
Not only here in the Bahamas, but also in the Caribbean because the problems are similar. Wherever we go in the world, you know, so it's good that we understand the problem, you know, and the problem is we have to be able to change the mindset of the young youths in the community, and that's one of the reasons I have a person like you come in the studios, and you did wonderful on the show tonight. We're not finished yet. We got about 20 more minutes, and I want to get the good part about how it was able to become successful, but I want the general public to know that this young man has done tremendously great changes in this community. He has his own business in the community. And, you know, he now has his own, like, it is like he has chicken wings, soda, and fries, you know, so it's more like Kentucky. And So we're going to talk about that, our sticky. So I want to encourage those who are listening that you can make changes in your life no matter the background you come from. It's tough in these inner city communities. We need the most mentors as possible in these communities. We need more persons who can support local organization in these communities. You know, like people supporting Walter Henschel, C.B. Moss, Ms. Nan down there in Bayonetown. We also have Lenahan Bahamas and the local churches, Salem Union Baptist Church. We also have, you know, many, many organizations.
Yeah.
And to the teachers out there who are up their organization and small programs, we need to support them also because dealing with the kids in school is very difficult and they're having a hard time too. So like you said, you know, we need as much people who care about this country as possible to understand that we have to steer this next generation of youths in the right direction. Because all we're seeing now is guys coming to prison who are charged with serious offenses don't even last a week on the road. And you just stated that earlier when you talked about, you know, it ain't like that, you know?
Right.
You know, it ain't that much guns around back in our day because
there
was less population. Now the population get big and a lot of entry points in the country now. We are seeing an influx of the same mentality, the 13, 14, 15, 16 mentality of making bad decisions in our country. It's happening all around at a high rate.
Because we're seeing guys who come into prison charged with murder, don't even last a week on the streets because someone they hurt retaliates on them.
Right.
So you know what that means? It means that we have a serious, serious, serious problem in this country, and we have to do everything in our power to change the mindset. So, Sticky, let me ask you a question. You know, you talk very, in fact, you did wonderful here on the show tonight because you gave a good description of your background, gave a good description of the community, talk about how your mother was influential in your life to make sure that you were able to start a small business as Tribune, the Tribune, mm-hmm. you know, selling Tribune, Guardian, et cetera, and that pushed you when you met the next gentleman. Then you end up being a community leader because mm-hmm. now you clean a yard now, all of a sudden now you're on a magazine, so you change your mindset. You know, you were smoking marijuana, and then you decided, you know, my eye was red, I feel uncomfortable. So you said, you know what, I have to make a choice. Right. The choice is going to be, I want to go this way. So you stopped that, and then you went to the next step, and your next step was your business venture in the food business.
Right.
And tell us why you chose, instead of gardening, why you chose the food business.
Boy, let me tell you, this is something that chose me.
Okay. Yeah. It comes to you. See, when you do positive, and I just want to say, when you do positive, just say if you don't have a plan, but as you continue to grow and your mind start to change, the Father would send ideas to you. You just have to grab the invisible stuff that he sends to you and then make it come a reality. Go ahead, my brother.
Well, after working with, R. Rock Holmes, right, during the land surveying, right, things was booming. That was in 2005, you know. And where we was doing our thing and making money and stuff like that, I even started neglecting the yard because my customers, them, couldn't catch up with me no more because now I ain't no time because I get a 9-to-5.
Yeah, 9-to-5. Right. So the 9-to-5 better than you selling your chicken wings.
Well, what happened is, living where I was living, right next to the shop, like I say, let me tell you what my plan was, right? It was my plan. After, like I said, I got out of touch with all my customers in the yard because, you know, I had no more time, right? So I had an S10.
I remember you had the S10 truck.
Right, yes. You know what I said I can do? I was going to spray that up, fix it up, put some rims on it, right?
I'm telling you. You want money now.
Now what this?
You making money now, so right. You get 9-to-5 now.
Right, I'm making money.
Priority's in the wrong place now, but you get, yeah, go ahead.
It's my concept,
it's
my
your
head.
Mind now.
Right.
I won't play music, put these $2,000 rims on. I'm breaking down all the glasses, gonna be breaking when they come to playing this. Shabba.
Yeah. In there, yeah.
Well, look at it. Trill-a-load. Go ahead, bro. Runner.
Yeah.
You're heading the wrong direction now. Go ahead.
Wrong direction. See, let me tell you. When God get a hand in your life, let me tell you, your plans and what you're doing, while you're writing, he raising.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That concept what I had, right? To say, fix up my truck. Put some rims on it, put a set in it, and I said, I can hit the town.
Uh-huh.
Man, let me tell you. So the fella came by the shop. His name is Mr. Quinlan Buseni. Nice fella. Yeah, man. Nice fella, you know. And I thank him and also too, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was just like saying, let me go at it. And I say, no matter what, even if I come over in the next 6 months, I just want to say, I used to run that.
Yeah, so
you know, yeah. And get the shop, right?
It's a milk stand.
The milk stand,
This is the milk stand. This is the milk stand on Market Street in between Hay Street and Taylor Street.
Yeah. Well, say in between from Transfiguration.
Transfiguration Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you, when I gone in there, you know, Hell broke loose. Yeah, man, hell broke loose. But it's just that every time I was going to go give up.
Every time you're going to give up.
Yeah. It's like God always just sends someone just to help me and push me along and say, boy, look, keep going. And at the time, let me tell you, I'm getting tired because I ran in it blind.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran in it blind.
You planned it, but you ran in it blind. That means you didn't put your emphasis. You had no plan.
Like I say, just
okay, girl. Yes,
something I go on in for fun.
Okay, okay, all right.
They didn't know that was
your future.
The good Lord, yeah, set me up.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And I always look at it and I say, stand back from my mother giving me that name because that name I never gave myself.
Okay.
You understand? I grew up. With that name, people call me my mother name.
That guy called Scoochie.
Right.
That guy called all grandmothers. I always tell people, anyone who's Bahamian, Jamaican, or Haitian, or anyone who comes from the Caribbean, or just but everyone has a nickname, but basically all of us in the inner city community, once you're in the house and you're a grandchild or you're a child, someone is going to name you. Either the sister's going to name you, the grammy is going to name you, or the brother's going to name you, you're going to have a nickname.
Mm-hmm. Well, I even tried hide behind the scene to say give it a different name, but people always say Sticky.
Right.
Sticky is, you know. So, well, but like I say, hell broke loose. When I get in that shop and stuff like that, I was still working for Arawak Homes.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my paycheck was going right into the shop, mm-hmm. you know. And
so you start to invest now?
My invest? Boy, anyway, that's a long story.
Yo, anyway, that's good.
But there was, I know your time.
No, right? No, we get 30 more minutes. Let's
okay. Yeah, man. And like I say, hell broke loose, you know, when I ran inside there. But it was like, something inside of me was always like, I never like say, dwell on giving up.
Mm-hmm.
But the things, what was discouraging me, was they want me to give up, mm-hmm. you know. But like I say, for every time I thought about
Giving up. Someone came in your life.
Just gave
you motivation.
Right, and then push me on or say, here, you know, take this and see what you could do. Don't worry. Pay me back later, whatever the case
was. Wow, amazing.
Yes.
So that's why you need mentors in life and someone to give you the up. You know, someone mm-hmm. who see the potentials in you and want to give you an opportunity. And we need more people like that in the society. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have to be rich. You know, you could, there's equipment, you know, just help uplift somebody and stir mm-hmm. them in the direction, you know, and give a helping hand if you can. You know, and the individual has to want it also.
That's it now.
You know?
That's it now. Because I just going to tell you, you got to be on the road to destiny.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody can sit down and have a beer and, you know, like say, just settle with the 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hit them road to destiny, hell can broke loose. But God can always have people on those roads.
To help you.
Just like up to this day now, for giving me this opportunity now to say from all them years, at least, you know,
I have you on.
Yes.
And I see it happen for a reason because it was your time.
You know,
I remember I told you, I said, what's coming to you from Lil Bar?
I said,
get you on. All right. And you did very well today. You did very well.
Yeah, man.
Very well.
Yeah. Yes, man. And like I say, hell broke loose.
Mm-hmm.
And I fight it. But I thank God for these people who came along and give me the helping hand and mm-hmm. and coach me on and stuff like that, you know, because it ain't easy to run a business.
Mm-hmm. I know mine.
It ain't easy. And
it takes patience.
Right, not even patience, but you see, anything with the good Lord give it good, the devil can always attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he'll come through friends, family, your own staff,
mm-hmm.
workers, people in the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
He'll
come through all them. But I look at it and say, you know what? It ain't actually them, you know. Because this fight ain't about the poison. It's who in the poison coming towards the dark.
Yes.
Because see, this is a gift what God give me.
Yeah.
You know? Because I had this concept, I say, when I open the shop up, I say, you know what? I say, I want price the food so cheap that even a child could come and spend.
Okay.
And that would happen.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
So I remember that because we always started the vlog there. Tell us about some of your prices.
All right. Well, the prices ain't changed much, only because like things started to decline.
Yeah, everyone asked though.
Right.
What?
Yes. But I still used to try and find ways where I could say, still sell things and make money and then everybody happy at the end of the day. You know, I used to have a 9-piece, right? What I call the Ross.
Rick Ross. They say the Ross. Yeah. I see guys from over at the corner. They always didn't get the Ross by sticking.
Get the 9-piece wing with fries for $5.
Yeah.
You know, that was then, you know, but I had to end up coming off wings, you know, because wings started to go up a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I had to stop it. A lot of people got mad and stuff like that. Most of my customers and stuff like that. But I had to do what is best for the business. To say,
make adjustments.
Right, you know, and I never forgot, I sat down with, I always call him the 3-in-1, my schoolmate, a good friend, and a pastor, you know, Pastor Bruce Davis.
Bruce Davis.
Yes, and he called me one day, a couple of years ago, and say, man, look, you know, he's called me Deacon, you know, so he said, Deacon, look, man, God give me the vision for the new stickies. You know, and we sat down and we talked about it, we planned it out and stuff like that. Well, you know, God, the devil always attack things, but you know, we still gotta like say try and stay on track, although you get knocked off and stuff like that. That's how we came up with the chicken pieces.
Okay, so so it's also good to listen also.
Yes.
So don't, not because it's your business,
right,
that you can't take advice from somebody. So
right.
Advice is also good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like mentoring. Go ahead.
Right. You know, when I say hats off to Mr. McCarty from Thompson Trading.
Thompson Trading?
Yes.
Yeah, give some shout out to some people who help you along the road.
Yes, man. You know, my sister, Amanda Lynn Basin, she was the one who started me off with $430.
You see, you remember that. That is very important. $430. You remember
that's
that.
That's what I opened that shop with.
Your sister.
Yes.
You see what you see there saying? A helping hand. Mm-hmm. You see? Because she wanted the best for her brother.
Yes.
And she's quite a successful lady herself. You know?
Yeah.
I think she sell clothes or what did you do?
Well, her and the next one, they in the shop together on Market Street.
They still out there?
Yeah, man.
You serious?
Beating them hot dog bag.
Where's the shop there?
This is right opposite Wellington Street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I see.
Yes.
I got to stop by.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yes, you know.
That's the place right on the corner?
Well, they between, well, I'll say Fowler Street over here.
Uh-huh.
Before you reach Fowler Street, it's the shop right on the left-hand side, heading north. Wellington Street over here. If you walk over to Wellington Street, you go straight across into the shop.
Okay. I know where that's now. Yeah. I got direction. I was trying to remember where it was, you know. I also hear pull up in the Mercedes.
Yes.
But okay. Yes. Successful lady.
Right.
My classmate, schoolmate.
Yes, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And also, my daddy, he's a senior to me.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, if it wasn't for him to say, meet my mother.
You wouldn't have been, yeah. Seat,
right.
Yes, that's
so I say hats off to him.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Veronica Robinson, she was one of my mentors inside the shop, even though sometimes my head was a little high, you know.
Yeah. This is why you talk about the star.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You need that.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, and... Well, I don't call Califani, Mr. Hartley Wilkinson, very nice guy. You know, yeah, he was like a coach to me.
Wow.
Years ago, right before I got into the shop, you know.
Okay.
Yes, and Catherine Coakley from King Street.
Catherine Coakley. I know.
Yes.
I know. The Carlos Coakley. Carlos Coakley.
Right.
Yes.
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 I never forgot. She wrote I needed a. What do you call those? I forgot.
Letter.
What you call him?
A reference?
Reference, right.
In order to get the...
A job or so, right?
Yeah.
I never forgot when I was young, she wrote me a reference letter. And when I look at it, when I read it...
Professional.
Man, not professional, man. How she described me as a fine young man growing up and stuff like that. Because she could see that in
the potential in you.
Right, because I used to do the yard.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So I was thankful for that. Her son, Adney Boswick. Yeah, man. Nice fellow too. He was one of them from long time who had us like up
tutoring and again your law.
Yeah, with Andy Ford, them from Windsor Lane.
Okay.
With Pony League playing for Patton's
okay, Farmer okay, Real. Okay, okay.
Yeah, man.
That was the connection, that was the community leader around that time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So there's making them a little slack up in a particular community.
Yes, man. They had they killed the time from online, right. You know. Yeah. Yvette Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, a good friend of mine. Loaned me a lot of money, bailed me out. When I was in down and out in that shop,
yeah
man, she really stand up, you know. Although a little trouble in between. You know,
yeah, that's
you know,
a pattern. He's behaving, man.
But I respect her a lot, you know, yeah, man. She was very, very nice to me, man. I can't forget her, no matter what. You know, yeah, man, you know, very, very nice. And Andrew Sinclair, the fellow down by Pontiana Drive. I don't know if you know him, a fella, bright fella, Jamaican fella. He used to have the shop, Hurry Hurry.
I'm trying to remember.
Right on Pontiana Drive with the old early bird. Who saw it be?
I think I remember him.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember him.
Yes. Plenty of times when I got down and out, he used to credit me the meat.
Stop that, man.
Thousands of dollars of meat. He's a sticky man. Look, one time I never forget, when VAT kicked in, he told me that all the stores them told him, say, he got to pay all them bills. Because, you know, he's on credit.
Yeah.
So, you know, when to bring up all them accounts up to standard. And I went to him, and I said, boy, Andrew, I said, boy, I need your help. But I said, I don't know.
If you can help more.
Yes. He just looked at me and said, sticky man, he say, what you need, you know? And I tell him, he said, man, just get them, you know? And he started, you know, and helped me out. And I tell him a lie, you know, because after things get rough with the VAT, you know? Yeah, so I was very appreciative of that man, you know? Yeah. Also, Mr. Barry Wilmot. Yeah, man. When I was like a little staggering from open up after the Hurricane Matthew, you know, he bailed me out. I say big time, boy. I never see a person took up that kind of money, cash. You know, wrote me a check at that. You know, and bailed me out. You know, I say, boy, like yeah, I appreciate that 2,000%. You know, yeah, man. Good fellow, nice family man. I call him like my big brother.
Okay.
Yeah, man, Mr. Barry Wilmot, you know? Yeah, man. And Nora Forbes, when she's working down at John Shea,
mm-hmm.
Plenty of time I was a little down and out, you know, because the challenges was in the shop, you know, but that's a long story.
Okay.
Yeah. She helped me out a lot.
Caller coming right now. We have a call on the line.
Okay.
So how much, you get some more thing on the go?
A few, but you know.
Okay, so hold it right there.
Yes.
We're going to take this call. We can take this call, please, producer. Good night. You're on Inside the Inner City.
That's good. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, what's going on, Sticky?
Yeah, man, everything cool, man.
That's Santana.
Yeah, look at that. Hey, this is Santana. Santana Forbes.
It's a pleasure to hear from you guys, man.
Yes, yeah, man. Santana. Yes.
You know, we come from way back.
Yes, man. Yeah.
You know, it was so touching just now to hear you two guys on this station.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
You know, we all grew up together.
Yes.
And, you know, we proud of each other.
Yes, man, yes.
You know, I like how what y'all doing, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, and Sticky, you remember you saying about each one, how people was helping you.
Right.
You remember one time you told me, you stopped me and you said that. Hey, how I can go about this business? You know, you remember when I told you the ordeal about cash on delivery and this and that, when people get familiar with you?
Yes.
They will start, instead of going to the Giants, buying $20 worth of this. And I mean, I need to put it on, yeah, but I just want the people to know how far you come from.
Yes, man.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of you, man.
Man, I
you know, yeah. We need people like you, Valentino,
yeah,
to
man.
Keep this community together.
Yes.
Because when you look at it, we all is one. You know, each one teach one.
Yes, yeah.
You see, I just called to let you guys know. So you have a wonderful show. And I'm very proud of you guys. And have a pleasant night.
Man, yeah, same to you, Zandana, man. You know, thanks for everything,
thanks
man.
Thanks a lot, man, Zandana. Yes. So, Donna, you talking? You remember when me and you go self-beated and we was walking? Man, listen, it was so rough back in the days. Me and Tana was, I think, must be we 12 or 13, and we were selling peanut. My cousin was Brian. Marfalo gave us to sell us some peanut. And it was so rough back in the day. You don't believe me, you're walking me. Young kids, 13, some too big, this big grown ass man, must be, but 30-something, right? Saw us with our pocket full of money. So we were walking close along off to where our flowers bank is now, so you know the back road. Mm-hmm. And so when we were walking to this guy, he came out, you know? He had this big knife in the hand, so I panicked, right? So Tana had a big sack of beer in the back. So the nigga said, come here! So Tata, shoot off, right? Me, I couldn't even move. Shaking, right? So I tried to move. He grabbed me. Yeah. This guy grabbed me. This guy must be a big, big man. Man, I tell you, it's a little kid. Man, he grabbed me by two legs. And he shake me. He shake every penny. he shake every penny with my paw. But I was smart enough to tie the scraw on the majority of the money. So
right.
He think he was slick us. We used to pan. And we knew guys holding us, wanted to rob us because around the time was plenty penny robbers going on.
Yes.
Man, that guy shake every penny in my paw. And I was so happy that they had the scraw, and I had my pocket tie, so I sell it up with a couple of dollars. Man, me and Tana get rid of it. He let me go. Tana came back and threw a rock at him.
All right.
And when he threw the rock, that was able for me to free myself and get out. I believe he did try rape me and all, but that's a sin. Tana, I believe you saved me, buddy. Yes, boy.
Yeah,
I always remember that, man. We was hustling back in the day. And like you said, you know, we were doing so many different things as young kid, but it was very dangerous back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, it's very dangerous now. We saw a little girl, gentleman just went in a private house and actually, you know, molest a young kid, you know, and it's sad in our country, and that's why we got to build a strong community.
Right.
Yeah, so I just want to send a shout out to Santana. Santana, I'm proud of you, my brother. You come from a long, long way. You know, we all come from a long, long way. But, you know, but where we were, Sticky, go ahead.
Yeah, man, you know, like I was thanking, you know, as I go along. Because all these people them help create me, my structure, you know, for who I is now, you know. Yeah, man, I know she might not be listening, but I hope someone listening know her. Prisca McDonald. From Bahamas Food Service, you know, she's a nice lady who helped me along, you know, in the stuff, in the purchasing and stuff, and showing me little ideas and stuff like that, you know, so I thank her too. Pastor Kenneth Adley from the church there on Breadfruit Street. Yeah, man, Pastor Ken Adley, good coach, you know, coached me along and stuff like that, you know, and trust me, you know, he make an impact, you know. And I glad as a person, I used to just listen.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, not to say back and forward talking with them to throw off any message, you know. Yeah.
And we have one more caller. Okay. Caller, we have two more minutes, so you could get in if you want to. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good day, good day.
Good day, good day.
Yeah, man, I had a young gardener on. I said, let me just call.
That's Charlie.
Yeah.
Only one person come a young gardener.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm proud of you guys, man. You know what I mean? We all grew up together.
Yes.
You know, in the hood. I see the transformation, you know, from, you know, growing up and turning into a business.
Right.
You know, when you start out as a gardener.
Yes.
And I think you're still doing that.
Off and on, you know, only like special requests, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, man, every time I pass Market Street and see that big crowd there, I used to be proud, you know. And that's what we have to be. Be happy for one another and together.
Yes.
That's how we can help one another, like Pucci say, the uprise, you know, because we ain't gonna do it by ourselves.
No.
We can do it through a collective, you know, unity
stance. Yes.
Yeah, man. So, Scott, you still there doing your thing in the back there? I pass through. You know, I don't see you, but I see you wake.
Yeah, you know, I'm waking.
Yeah,
almost
man.
Complete. You know, we got to try and make our life a little better, you know, so we got to keep on chipping.
Yeah, man, we have to make this Bahamas a better place for not only us, but our kids,
yes.
The future.
Future generations,
you know? Yeah, man, we can't let it get back to what it used to be.
No, sir.
You know?
No, sir.
Yeah, man. But y'all be blessed, man.
Enough respect, man.
Yes, man.
Respect.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Charlie. Respect. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there know where our background. But
right.
you are being exceptional, Sticky. You are made something more than nothing, and I want to encourage persons out there. You know, if you have a yard that you or all abandoned house, and you look at it, and, you know, and there's a population of people living in that community, cleaning up and turning it into something useful. It could be a barbershop or something,
yeah,
man. You know,
yeah,
you could turn it. You could do something constructive with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a lot full of garbage there, you might say to yourself, let me turn it a green space, and then you could go to BTC and say, you know what? I could do my sell my Wi-Fi right out here, my you know, right. I could clean this up right here. I could put my little stall in, I'm gonna sell my little tea and my little coffee, and right. I could sell my BTC in the live right here. You know, you could go and,
yes.
You know, Freddie does it on his street, and he's been doing it for years. So just like how your brother could go in and sell his peanut and don't have to go and do a 9 to 5. You know, you started to work the 9 to 5, you got some money coming in, and now all of a sudden you won't go put rims, you won't go spend $5,000 on rims and put DJ set in your car. Instead, you go and put your money inside your restaurant, you see? So that's what, you know, so that's what I'm saying, encouraging. Yes, a lot of stuff you can do in this country, Bahamian people. All of us in this country, stop waiting on government.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Talk to your family who you might not talking to for a little while, and they might have something there and want to help you, but they want to see you do something constructive, and then they would help you. You hear all those poison helping Sticky? You know, it's coming from my time, and I'm going to give thanks to all the poison who assisted me, and it's going to be so long. I'm going to need a whole, I think I need a whole, must see a whole show or two shows just to say thanks to all the poisons who assisted me along the road. And it was a bunch up and down, bunching up and down, you know, so I just want to say that. So go ahead, Sticky. Before we go, we have 10 more minutes.
Okay.
So finish our, give your thanks to your people.
Yes,
then.
Man. Yeah. Well, I ain't elaborate too much on them. Sean Henry, she was one I used to work with, as a Vera. This lady, she passed in Guam, a very good help, man, and very nice lady, Molea Curry. Mm-hmm. Ada Wallace from Mason Edition, very nice lady. Yeah, man. And the Transfiguration Baptist Church people for allowing me to use the parking lot when I had no parking. And Noah Walken, who's in charge of the church grounds. Appreciate him, man, you know, yeah.
All them was assisting you and helping you. You see that?
Yeah.
The church, you know, letting you to the parking lot.
Right.
Just to see you.
Make it, you know.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, man. And I thank you for all the customers that came by, you know.
Over the years.
Yes, man. I thank them a lot because without customers, the shop is nothing, you know. I can't do it alone. I can't cook the food and eat it by myself, you know. So hats off to them. And also Miss Brene Miller, very nice lady from NIB. Yeah, man, I had to give it to her. And Tamiko Morgan, who was always at the window, a.k.a. Bikey, you know. My son, Alex, you know, and my other half, Sandra Smith, based in, you know. Yeah, that's my other half, you know. So I thank everyone, man. Also, man, you know, I should have put in voice. Thank God for all the guidance, you know, and put me on my knees when it's time to pray, just to say, you know, protect and guide, you know, and give me vision, you know, for the shop. Yeah, man, I thank him a lot, man, in Jesus' name. I thank him. Without him, you know, ain't nothing is impossible, you know. Yeah, man, I thank him a lot. So I appreciate everybody, you know, who was around me, who name I ain't even called, but I appreciate, you know, from coming up until now, you know. But I want to say this to the inner city, right?
Yeah.
If we want to change it, let me tell you, it's kind of simple, you know, not really all that simple, but, you know, paint could change looks, right? If a person have a house and it look bad, paint don't cost much money, you know. But if you paint your house, right, or anything, paint can hide a lot of dirt. And the community will look better just by house painting. Cheap paint, you know, you ain't got to be all that proper, you know. Just paint your house, clean up your yard, you know. Trust me. The community will look different.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you'd have a clientele of volume of customers because cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yes.
Home and wise and people who have their business too. If you have your business and you see the yard next door across the road, it has garbage and stuff, even though your business is nice and clean and beautiful and you're making money, think about this for a minute. It's an eyesore. So,
right.
So make it your responsibility to see if you can encourage yourself that, hey, that eyesore, that has to go. And maybe that could be a parking lot for you.
Right.
You know? Never know.
Yeah.
So I'm encouraging people, you know,
know, think of creative ways. You could start a small business, your breakfast, whatever it is, you know, and clean up your community and clean up your neighbor yard, you know, and help to clean up your corner as well, and make some recommendations about some things like you'd see happen in your community, to your corner, and even next door neighbor, you know, some recommendation.
Yeah, man.
All right. We have 5 more minutes. So, Siki, tell us your menu. Tell us your menu.
Well, we have some special going on now, right? Well, they call me the colonel, but they call me the general.
Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, man. See, I like say, was pushed to step up to the plate, you know, to give the giant a run. Yeah. We have a one piece. With our famous lemonade for $3.49. That's a one piece chicken with fries with a 12-ounce lemonade.
$3.49. So I can have something nice to eat tonight.
Yes, man. Yeah. Tasty chicken, best chicken in town, you know. We also have a two piece with a lemonade, that's thigh and leg. We ain't reached the rib and keel and the breast yet, but we getting there.
Working on it step by step.
Yeah, so we get that for like $4.99. We have a three piece. If you want it with the lemonade or not. The three piece by itself. Well, anyone in the snack, just knock off a dollar and you can pay the regular.
Mm.
But a three piece chicken and fries is like $5.99.
Mm.
We ain't trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a five piece, you know, with the lemonade and fries, right? For like $8.49.
Mm.
We ain't trying to
kill you. That's a family
pack. My family pack. My one person eat them.
Okay.
Yeah, we still get the wings going on,
mm-hmm.
but it's just that we do it a little different now. We do like an auto wings, which is like 6-piece for like $5.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if you want fries with it, we just throw in a dollar extra on it to make it $6.
Makes sense.
We still have the Ross going on.
Rick Ross.
Yeah, the Ross is $7.99.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to kill you.
That's a bucket.
Bucket. Man, people put that down by themselves, you know? Yeah, man. Then we got the meal deals. You know, but come and check it out because it's a lot to mention, but there's plenty of deals. You know, we in the inner city, you know, I always try aim for, like to say, to keep the price down.
For the...
Yeah.
Because of the situation concerning the people, you know, it's a lot of poor people who don't have as much, but you still be reasonable as a business owner.
Yes.
Knowing you come from the background. So it's about profit, but it's also about
the people at the same time, you know. Yeah.
So you're making it work.
Yes.
Yeah. Understanding that, you know, you still have to have a low cost in order to be able to have a high volume of people.
Right. Yeah, man. And we have the softest conch in town.
Okay.
Yeah, we still on the market with conch. We have a mini conch for like $7.50.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have a large conch for like $12.50.
Wow.
Still on the market. We have burgers, hamburgers for like $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeseburgers is like...
Reasonable. Some burgers are $5 and $6.
Man, for what? You know?
All right.
You know? So, see, I always say, like I say, I'm looking out for the children at that. And then, like, I know what it is to say, go to bed with your tea and bread and stuff like that. So
That was our thing.
Yeah, so in my mind, I come up with this concept in my head, and I say, boy, I wouldn't want a child to go through that. So even if, well, I just went up on the fries the other day, selling for $1 the other day, but I just went up to $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
So even they still could come and get something to eat. It might be fast food, you know, I still want to start back up the boil again.
Okay.
Yeah, we can get back into the boil and the pork chop and the... turkey and stuff like that.
You had to take a break because of the COVID-19. So you have to improvise as a business. And I want people to understand that when you're in business, you have to learn strategy.
Right.
It's very important to learn strategy.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know. So I always, my mind always on the poor.
Yeah.
You know, and I always like this scripture from Psalms, you know, blessed is he that considers the poor.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Yeah,
so,
man.
So tell me, you're doing good, like, with a regular income. I know your brother's doing good, dependent guy is doing very well.
Yeah.
So you're doing good. You're able to take your family, you're able to take your son, you'll be able to help your mom, and you have an employee, you'll be up with 1 minute. So I'm just asking, are you good? You're good. You managing.
Yeah, well, right now, like how I took some stuff off the menu, a lot of people shy off and stuff like that. But I'm still managing to say get by, you know, but I know for sure that it coming back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just some adjustments, you know. You gotta remember that 2 years is a serious thing, so you gotta make some adjustments in order to survive.
Yeah.
Yes.
And anything the good Lord give it, it always come with some adversities, you know.
Yes,
so before you get good, the bad come first. Just so, challenges.
So do you think your decision of taking the 4 or 5, the Mark 10, and
the pumper
was a bad decision, or was the restaurant business where you have a son, you can take care of your mom, you could help your nephews, you could help a few people who are working for you, was that the best choice?
Well, I can tell you this, right? Now, I don't know if you know this, right? But only there's purpose in me. And see, when you have purpose in you, the devil can see ahead, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
He know what God got for you.
Yes.
So he can put these stuff.
So you can make the wrong decision.
Right. So you can miss whatever God got for you, you know? Yeah. So it's a good thing to say, God is always allowing him to say, go and test him. Mm-hmm. You know,
like Job.
Right.
And we all are tested like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I'll say to the youths, please, man, these things don't need tests, you know. And if you come across, like, say, companies were going to lead you in the wrong direction, boy, let me tell you, run, you know. Yeah.
And take it from him, because all the guys who used to hang with me, most of them got shot and killed,
right,
just falling my company, my lead. So you better listen to him.
You're a good thing to do, man. Trust me, because, you know, it's a reason why the good Lord bring you this far.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just to say, if you could turn around the inner city, you know, yeah. And I always tell the fellas that I'm going to leave you with this. I know your time is...
Yeah, it's completely gone. Go real quick.
Okay, then. If you have any enemies out there, right?
Go ahead, Slicky.
Sometimes it's good to say, you know what?
Let's talk.
If you can see them and say, look, man, hey, sorry for what I did. If it ain't too bad, right? Yeah. And if you rob a shop back in the day, I always say, go back to the owner if they still around and they still alive. Say, man, look, I didn't mean to do it, but that was me under the mask. I robbed you a couple of years ago or well years ago. I apologize for what I did. Please, you know, I ask for forgiveness.
Set you free.
Right, yes.
Set you free.
If they don't forgive you, but at least you get it off your chest,
yes,
and God do the rest.
Yes, sir.
So,
that's some good advice.
Yes.
You did very well tonight. Slicky, I want to congratulate you, and you did a wonderful job here on Inside Inner City. And for those who are looking for Slicky Restaurant, you can't miss it. In between Hay Street, Taylor Street, and further on from Transfiguration Church, which is situated on Market Street. Across from it is Ace. Dry cleaners. I mean, before you get there.
Yeah.
So I talked to the owner, Ace, today. What's the next friend name and that too?
Fran.
The
Rockefeller?
Yeah.
I forget your real name, but we call him Fran.
Yeah.
Right. Tyrone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to say to Ace Dry Cleaning, you could also support Ace Dry Cleaning, but all of them listen to the show. And I'd just like to say this. Sticky is no further than, in between Hay Street and Taylor Street, and you could all see it because there's a lot of people standing up on the sideline underneath the milk stand, and it's before you pass Madden Street.
Yeah.
All right? Hay Street and Madden Street.
The number is 812-9292. You could Google us and find it. Just say Sticky is, and you'll see the number pop up.
Yeah. So I brought Sticky here today to talk about the experience, how he's doing good for himself, and help to see if he could change the mindset of our young females and our males in the country. All right? And we're talking about the 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16-year-old when they're the most vulnerable, so that they can make the best choice. Because they don't, you see what has happened.
Right.
You go out and you harm somebody, you go to prison. When you come back out here, you're a dead man.
Yes.
All right? So I hope you enjoy the show. And please, I'd like to say thanks to everyone who listened to the show. So please be safe, and we'll see you next week on Inside Inner City. Thank you very much, Sticky.
Yes, man. Thank you too, man.
My pleasure.
Yes.
If you find fire, you definitely find smoke. Pit on, bro. Boy, I from pit on, bro.
Oh, my son, what happened?